Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh, and with Erin Lyon, Director with Elevate. We're at Innovation Forum's How Business Can Tackle Modern Slavery and Forced Labour conference in London at the city offices of Freshfields. Welcome, Erin.
Hello.
We've just been on a panel discussing modern slavery risks from migration. So how do you think companies can go about identifying what's relevant for them?
One of the things we talked about on the panel was really understanding your supply chain as the primary starting place, and then within that, the migration patterns and the specific risks that attach to those migrant workers in your supply chain, and addressing those challenges as they emerge. A lot of them are already identified risks, but it's a rapidly evolving, changing environment. So being constantly monitoring and aware of what our supply chain looks like.
And so what information or resources are available for companies to identify some hotspots and do's and don'ts? This is a question that came up for our panel, wasn't it?
It did. Somebody wanted a one-stop shop for all of this information. But the reality is there are a huge variety of sources. ILO, a lot of the international organizations making their data available, and with that the challenges that come in terms of how up to date is that information. You're often working, you're on a catch up with a lot of the information. There's a lot of good organizations that are increasingly putting out business guides for looking at the specific challenge of migrant workers. But again, live time data, which is something we're working to help companies build, who come to us to help them look at their specific factory assessments in terms of what's happening for me in my supply chain at the moment, and using that data to work out whether you have programs in place to make sure that where you have a hotspot of migrant workers in your supply chain, that you are able to respond to that risk.
Our company is really coming to the conclusion that while there are lots of things they can learn from each other, really every supply chain is different. And there really are the different risks in their individual supply chain. There are different risks from migratory issues as well. And they simply have to take an individual look at what's going on and see what their supply chain really looks like.
Yes. But at the same time, we're seeing industry groups coming together to tackle the challenge, because either it's in there's specific industry challenges or country challenges where they have a big presence. So you take Malaysia, for example, and a project that we have ongoing there for an industry group to really look at very specific challenges and tackle that together alongside other stakeholders as well.
We've talked quite a lot the last couple of days about the role of regulation and where regulatory bodies and government are best placed to help. So in your view, what's the best role of government in dealing with migration risks specifically, and what can business do to help?
The government-business relation, obviously, both have to work very closely together, and both have different responsibilities towards this group of people, or have to manage the same responsibility to respect and protect these people quite differently, but at the same time making sure that they work collaboratively. And sometimes that's about improving a communication or a shared understanding, or making sure that legislation doesn't have consequences specifically for migrant workers, as opposed to national workers as well. And that's something that we make sure that we're doing to build that conversation from business to government.
This is something, again, we talked about on the panel. The rise of kind of popular nationalism that we're seeing is inevitably having consequences for migrants. And do you think it's increasing the risks, do you think? Is that perhaps an unintended consequence of some of this move towards popular nationalism we're seeing?
Yeah, that and refugee moves as well, and how we get monitoring undocumented people within our supply chains as well, and tackling both of those together, because they're kind of interconnected. It's a completely challenging environment. And if you're looking at it purely from a business perspective, it's where is my labor force in the future? Mm-hmm. What is the makeup of that labor force? And it moves into a whole different level of risk analysis and making sure that different departments within the company are on top of this kind of risk and monitoring and engaging at an industry level to make sure that we have responses in place to be able to respond to this changing political conversation.
Yeah. How can we go from being reactive in these matters? I mean, it does feel sometimes like it's a bit of a constantly putting out of fires.
Yeah.
You know, how can we be more proactive? How can we go about just seeing what's coming up down the line? I'd imagine it really is just hard work.
Yes, hard work and making sure that you're present on the ground. And that might not be present, you know, you're one person sitting in your office, wherever in your headquarters, but you need to make sure you have access to people on the ground. So obviously somebody like Elevate, where we have operations all over the world with local staff in countries who are really on the front line of identifying risks, but also making sure that you have, from a headquarter policy perspective, that these migratory risks are inbuilt into policy, so that you know that the issues of migrant workers are something that has to be identified and addressed as part of your broader ethical sourcing.
Sadly, there are no easy answers. Erin, thanks very much.
Thank you.